There may be better known writers from Appalachia, but I know a few who can equal the overall brilliance of the polymath Robert Morgan, essayist, biographer, teacher, novelist, short story author, and poet. Remarkably, he is as well an unassuming gentleman and a friend to artists everywhere. Robert Morgan is a native of the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. His many awards are too many to number, but I will note that his novel, Gap Creek, was a selection of the Oprah Book Club and a New York Times bestseller. I'd like to begin with this poem titled Blackberries. Among the blood-filled eyes and towering vegetation, invisible traffic of chiggers, leaves bear ticks like hungry berries. You dive in, trampling mole runs and spilling bird nests. Brush the fanged stems to gather a few with the blue jays and yellow jackets. Wade into the snaky weeds as into a minefield. Leaves have caught in the briars and piled up a hive for rats and spiders. Quail leave in a snort. The arching long-necked thickets weigh with loads of shot, bright as caviar. Plank Road. Besides the Indian trails and a crude wagon trace, the first way into the mountains from the south was a narrow gauge set of timbers on the ground with rough boards nailed across. The clatter of that lumber echoed off the mountain's wall as trams and carriages from Charleston labored up along the Saluda and into the dark hollows, ascending out of the heat. Those sleepers rumbled like trolls under their load and wallowed in the spring mud, drumming to the jump-offs and high ledges a warning, see maples unfurl and sail on light into spring, see higher up the oaks like ragged beggars carrying diamonds of sap to translate into green. The fullness has come to the cucumber trees along the country creek where floods scoured the underbrush a few weeks ago. The new growth tinctures light where sun has made the soil ethereal in leaves, and solar wind takes flesh in kalmia and chinkapin. The millionaires from Charleston and Atlanta built their mansions in the pines at Flat Rock and returned each year along the wooden bridge to cool among the columns and hemlocks and worship in their private chapel. They bought poultry and thyme from my forebears. Observe the proficiency of sprouts trading in the commissary of mud, now as back when they grumbled from the toll house near Traveler's Rest up to the gap. Natives walked their planks into the outlands. The wood quickly weathered and warped where it stilted across the hungry water and parted thickets. The platforms snapped in cloudbursts, and fungus in the low spots ate the flooring like venison. Then they had their Negroes and Irishmen dig and drag a locomotive into the mountains. It's always a miracle to find that first seepage of water from the ground, that natural spring, and know that somewhere it's going to become creek and river and eventually ocean. This poem, Blue Ridge. The divide is sharp as a mule's back, parts rainfall at the rim and forwards it on. The defining ridge, flanked by higher, separate peaks, wanders itself unbroken, wind-plucked, running out through mists and rhododendrons, above hemlocks and dripping ledges, the ground charged with a current of clear water. Here a spring has first choice, the first gathering of moisture, a valve feeding out evenly far from the sweet thrusting into estuaries, the sloughs of rich chemistry and dissipation into tidal flats. Here is no accumulation. At the farthest boundary of the ocean's magnet, water gathers itself from the dirt, speaking cold and clear. Robert Morgan has the gift that many poets seek, to be able to express so much in this very small, the smallest of details, the particulars of our everyday life. This poem, titled Family. The cricket, my familiar, melodic as a little bird, has flicked its way downstairs and past the furnace, scattered toys, junk, past freezer, to my study. Bright as a watermelon seed, it hides, forgotten and silent, until suddenly, while I read, it strikes black sparks from its flint, so pure and unaccompanied, I seem to hear a molecule of very earth voice its crystal, wet with first fire and pure as first sleep, cuddled in the planet's swing and making all familiar. One of Robert Morgan's gifts is that he's able to tell a story so well, and he tells them in his poems as well as in his novels and short stories. The flying snake. The giant rattler that lived in the rocks above the Gap Road watched teams and passing riders from its summer ledge, almost invisible in moss. If bothered, it could drain its black feet into a crevice or, provoked, spring on a horse or driver, raking the neck with its loaded fangs and flopping off into the brush below the trace before one had mastered panic enough to shoot the leg-sized whip of lightning. Four settlers had died, and many mules and oxen. Even the old Cherokee formula of singing the snake its own song was useless if it struck before seen. Once a posse climbed up in the cliffs and shot a dozen small ones, but the old killer sank back into the mountain and seemed to know just like a crow if one was coming armed. It was great-grandpa as a youth who thought of tying his seine net around the yoke and under the chests of his steers and drove standing in the wagon with a shotgun in the hay. That cool August noon, the jarflies sang like rattlers in the trees and ripe huckleberries sweetened the air. Flying squirrels swept in the high branches of the oaks, and way down the valley he could hear Aunt Tildy's chickens routed by a hawk. Coming near the rocks, he crouched to cock the gun and let the team nose slowly into the shivering spots of sunlight. He heard the cold thunder necklace fling off the shelf above, and as it caught in the webbing by its barbs, he just had time before it thrashed free to raise the barrel and cut the jeweled blur in two. The headpiece bit a rock and soaked the ground with venom. The tail twitched on for hours like something dreaming. The two halves filled a half bushel, and he sewed the 16 rattlers to his hat. Years later, he'd imagine spiders falling from the sky like snowflakes, and mad dogs and angels in storms, and once in a nightmare he shot by mistake Jesus as he came through the east in rapture light. Today's poems were from the books Groundwork, published by the Noman Press, and The Strange Attractor, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Harshman, wishing you good words in the air and on the page.